إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, we spoke about excellence, then we spoke about yesterday the issue of metrics and measurement, and today I want to remind you and myself about a third aspect of this, which is road mapping. Road mapping consists of converting being goals into doing goals. Road mapping is a process of converting being goals into doing goals. For example, somebody says, I want to be a successful businessman. Is that a being goal or a doing goal? Being goal, right? Because I want to be a successful business. What would be the doing goal for that? The steps to work. Because I want to be a businessman is not going to make you a businessman. That's a desire. You want to be a successful businessman doing what? So you have to say which, what kind of business? Right? Are you going to be doing a manufacturing business or a service business or trading business or what? And in manufacturing, for example, what manufacturing? What will you manufacture? Rockets? Or O-rings. Both will make you money. And if I was given a choice, I would like to manufacture O-rings because it's the least technology involved and highest possible margin. Rockets, very much more investment involved and probably no margin. So, point is converting a being goal into a doing goal. What will you actually do? Now, one of the big problems of people, and a lot of people, I don't know whether I should say most or what, but anyway, at least I have come across most people like that. So maybe I meet all the wrong ones or whatever. A lot of people, when they talk about being goals, they start off by talking about all the things that can go wrong. Now that is an excellent way of paralyzing yourself. Very good way of you just scare the daylights out of yourself and then you can't do anything. So I always tell people, you've got two choices. You can look at all the ways, you can look at all the reasons why something cannot be done, or you can look for reasons, you can look for ways to do it. You can either look for all the reasons why something can't be done, or you can look for ways to do it. Your choice. Because when you are starting, you are on ground zero. You don't have data for either one. Because if you look at people, for example, I'll tell you a good example. A good example is the LEC, our Leadership Excellence course. A couple of years back, somebody in Australia wanted to do the LEC. So they asked me. I said, I've got no problem. I mean, I teach the course. You have to organize the course. That's your part of the story. And good luck for you. The LEC is not a course on which you are expected to make a profit. In any case, we do that course for free. So all you have to do is break even. So one set of talks started. The moment they got the go-ahead from me, then one set of talks started. Oh, but you see, in Australia, we work very hard. We hardly get any leave. We can only get leave for 2 days in a week. We can't get leave for 5 days. Can you reduce the course to 2 days? I said, no. It's a 5-day course. That's it. Then they said, well, you know, they talked to me. They said, you are not very well known in Australia. And this and this and this and all... You know, yeah, negatives, all negatives, all reasons why the course can't be done. So what shall we do? I said, very simple, don't do the course. Very simple, don't do the course. He said, no, but you want to do the course. So I said, you make up your mind. You want to do the course or you want to look for reasons why your course can't be done. You decide first. Because you are saying you want to do the course and then you are telling me all kinds of reasons why the course cannot be done. If all of these reasons are true, then why are we wasting time in this conversation? This is a total waste of time. Don't do the course. Then along came somebody else. And they said, let us try to see how we can do the course. And to make a long story short, we had a highly successful course last year. Same Australia. Same weekend. The government of Australia did not declare a public holiday or something. Nothing. So the point is that we can make this choice. You can think of all the reasons why something cannot be done or you can do it. Second point is to remember, very important. To do, you don't have to be. I'm talking about being and doing goals. To do, you don't have to be. But you will never be unless you do. To do, you don't have to be. But you will never be unless you do. I'll give you another example. I was asked to speak to the team of one of our friends who has a structural engineering company. So, some years ago, when the Hyderabad airport was being built, so I was asked to speak to their team. So, large number of people, all good engineers, draftsmen, architects, so on, whatever. So, I asked them, I said, do you have any part to play in the building of this airport? So, they all looked very shocked. So, I said, why are you looking shocked? It is an airport. It's being built in your city. I said, do they have architects? They said, yes. I said, do they have structural engineers in that project? They said, yes. So then somebody said, but you know, we will never get that. We could never have got that contract. I said, oh, really? I believe you. But let me ask you this question. I said, did you put in a tender for it? Nahi hamare ko milta kya? Will we get it? We will never get it. I said, one thing is absolutely sure. If you don't put in the tender, you can never get it. That's the only thing absolutely sure is that if you don't apply for it, you're never going to get it. Then I asked another question. I said, how about this? Did you take that Hyderabad airport, the structural designing part of it, as a case study for yourself and say, let us design an airport? Forget the tender. Forget the contract, forget anybody paying you for it. Just as a case study to develop your own capability, did you say to yourselves and say, why don't we design this airport? I mean, obviously it hadn't occurred to them. So I said, tell me, supposing you decide to do that, what is the worst that can happen? I said, the worst that can happen is you will spend a lot of time and a lot of energy and effort in acquiring some extremely valuable learning. You will learn. At the end of that project, you will learn, right? Because you are going to be studying, you are going to be researching, you are going to be doing things, calculating, whatnot. So the worst that can happen is that you are going to learn a hell of a lot of valuable lessons which otherwise you would never have learned because your mind wouldn't have got there. And what is the best that can happen? Once you create this fantastic project, you take it to whoever is the decision maker and say, look, here is the project. Right? Here is the project. What do you think they will do? I said, believe me, even if you don't get this airport because already the decision has been taken, you will be shortlisted for the next project that those people do without a doubt. Because how many structural engineering companies do you think are coming to them with ready-made projects to say, here is a project? I'll guarantee you nobody in the last 100 years would have done it. It's all a question of how do you define yourself. So you want to sit around and feel helpless, that's your choice. But if you want to get off your backside and you say, well, I am going to create a case study here, forget about getting the contract. I'm not even going there. Just I'm saying, let me make myself capable of that. So I'm going to create a case study. And do a what if scenario. What if I was designing the Empire State Building? What if I was designing a dam or a river connecting system in this whole country? What if I was designing? What if? If you do this, what if? And then if you create things, believe me, doors will open where you did not know that there is a door. That is the secret of road mapping. converting being goals into doing goals, and knowing very clearly that to do, you don't have to be. To design an airport, you do not have to be an airport. You don't have to actually get a contract to build an airport. Yes or no? To design an airport, do you need somebody to give you a contract? No. You can sit and do it now. So to do, you don't have to be. But unless you do, you will never be. Because the first question that anybody is going to ask you, if you go to them and say, give me the contract to build an airport, what's the first question they will ask you? Expertise. Have you done it before? Nobody just gives you I like your face, you know, here's your contract. Have you done it before? And that is where if you say, well, I haven't actually built a real airport, but I have this fabulous design of what an airport can be, and you can show it to all your experts in the world and let them punch it full of holes, I don't care. But if this works, give me the contract. Believe me, you have a very good talking point in terms of getting ahead. Because somebody's got to do it the first time. People also know that. They are looking, and this is how venture capitalists think. Those of you who are interested in starting business, how does a venture capitalist, what is he funding? Believe me, he's not funding the project, he's funding you. No venture capitalist funds a project. Let me make this absolutely clear to you. I have been with them, I have consulted with them. No venture capitalist funds a project. Venture capitalists fund people. He will fund you. He'll look at your face. Is this a guy who looks like he can make it fly? If he can make it fly, I will put money behind him. Project, forget the project. That will come. Because if he can make it fly, then he will make it fly. And that is the key. The key is your investment in yourself. So road mapping is about getting a do mindset, not a why it can't be done mindset. And that's why I always say that you get two kinds of people in the world. You get people who do things, and you get people who tell you all the reasons they could not do those things. So your choice, which one you want to be. You want to do things, or you want to spend a lot of time telling people why you could not succeed. People who succeed, and people who tell you why they couldn't succeed. That is the whole key of road mapping. Road mapping is to make sure that you do this conversion from doing goals to being goals. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our eyes to these things and to help us to do that which is pleasing to Him, because in the end, you are respected in this world for what you can contribute. Possessions at cost, not value. What you buy and keep in your house is no value. It's garbage. I own this, I own that. Who cares? What people look for is what can you contribute. And that is entirely in our control. We can contribute what we want to contribute. Last month I met a guy called Asif Iqbal, who is blind. He went blind around the age of 20 or something. He got a disease which is irreversible. He went blind. What do you think any normal person will do if he goes blind like that? He'll spend the rest of his life mourning and groaning about it and sitting around and being taken care of by his family. What do you think this fellow did? When he realized that he was losing his eyesight, he got himself degrees. He studied. He is now a senior consultant in PricewaterhouseCoopers in Calcutta. He's got a consulting practice. He's got a wife and a daughter, both of whom are sighted. And he's blind. But I have never seen him without a smile on his face. I've never heard a word of complaint from his mouth. You ask him, how are you? He says, Alhamdulillah, very well. Full of energy, full of life. Highly inspiring person, blind. And he's under 40. He recently got an international award from the United Nations and so on for his contribution to, you know, to motivate people and doing various things. Our choices. our choices, what we want to do with ourselves, Allah has given it in our hands. Assets mean absolutely nothing. Please understand this. Assets mean absolutely nothing. We live in a city where there were people, individuals in the city who had more assets than anyone on the face of the planet. Yes or no? Anyone, any country. Where are those people? What happened to those assets? Assets mean nothing. Asset is what you can make use of. That is the asset. The asset that you can leverage and convert into a contributing factor becomes an asset. Otherwise, they are all liabilities. And that's why I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our eyes to our assets and help us to leverage them and make use of them. And for that use to be beneficial for us in the dunya wal akhirah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajmain.